This is Wanda Newton. Bill and I are at the home of Howard Fugit on South Poplar. And
Poplar and Pueblo.
Yeah, Poplar and Pueblo. Mr. Fugit is 89 years young.
Right.
And he's just given us a tour of his neat garden that he has planted. And I've looked at his great workshop that's all very neat.
This is May the 24th.
Yeah, this is May the 24th, 1993. He is sharing some pictures of his family and of his horses, and he's told us some tales. And he was starting to tell me about a contractor who used to have mules here down where the housing development is. So he's going to tell us about that contractor that didn't treat his mules very nice.
Had 100 mules.
He had 100 mules, and he didn't put shoes on their feet half the time.
And at one time, we went out to going out by the cemetery. We went out there with a load of pipes, see, and we had ice shoes on our horses. And this contractor had 10 teams on one big wagon, see, and had a mud dog on.
What's a mud hog?
It's what they pump mud into these wells when
Okay.
And I was in the lead, and I drove up behind them, and half the mules was down, see, on that ice.
Yeah.
And I just pulled off in the bar ditch and drove right on around them. We was loaded, had one team load on each wagon. And
ice shoes. Yeah. On your mules, yeah.
On our horses and mules, we had some mules. And
yeah.
We didn't. I like horses better than the oil field when I do mules. You can work. You can't work a mule around a steam engine very good. So yeah. Like you can.
How come?
Are they too scary?
Oh, too scary. Well, tell me about the early oil field days.
The early ones?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, early days, when we first started, we come into Bristow here. Well, we moved a boiler off of a flat car down by Slick, the first heavy stuff we ever hauled. And Dad made it for old man Richardson, had a sawmill down there. Old J.S. Richardson, just right this side of Slick. And Dad reinforced that bridge out there, Sam Creek Bridge, to haul that boiler across. And we hauled that down. We come in here with one team to move it, and we was getting three more teams, or two more teams away. No, it's three. You had to have four teams on a boiler seat when you could put. And we hauled some stuff. There used to be a big tank out there right across this road from where Mac Adams' place is, right in front of Mac Adams. Yeah. Right in that little curve, right again the creek, yeah, and we hauled some stuff out there, just light stuff on our wagon bed, see, and then we got these teams, and we moved at it down there, and they put it in the boiler house, drug it in there, you know, with teams after it unloaded off the wagon, drug it in there and set it up in that big building. And we started in about 22, see, when we started in the oil field here. We had 7 teams most of the time. So
it was you and your father combined?
Brothers.
And your brothers.
Yeah. And you work for $8 a day, say then. Team, wagon, and harness.
Yeah.
I'll bet you this. See, this is what you call a housing, see, that's there.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's decoration on see here. Dad, he didn't care anything about. See, he didn't have nothing on his team. See,
yeah.
And them rings. Every time I'd get $2 or $3 extra, I'd buy
something fancy for your horse.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that contractor with all of his mules?
Well, I don't know. I bet there was 25 or 30 contractors here. The old Doc Jones, or I forget now what was there, where Super H is now.
Oh, uh-huh.
All that block in there. There was teams out there on 7th Street, facing 7th Street. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember old Grassy that stayed at the police station all the time, that walked
lopsided. Yeah.
He worked. He was what's called a barn dog. He stayed around and looked after the barn.
And took care of the.
Well, he didn't take care of all of them. So he just didn't. John Roberts was his name. He had a bunch of good teams. But this Scott, he's the one that had the old poor mules and everything. And he got just as much as we did, but he couldn't get so much done. So.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember anything exciting that happened during the, when you were working in the oil fields, when the wells came in? How was it? And people get excited? Did they come out? Or?
Well, see, I wasn't around too much then when the well come in. But, yeah, they got excited. And just like, did you remember reading, what was the old oil field man that died a couple of years ago back?
Frierson? Kirshner?
Kirshner.
Rick Kirshner.
Great. Did you read that? Do you remember reading that?
Yes, I remember seeing that.
I kept that for a long while. See, he worked out a slick down there when he first started. And he's talking about coming, getting by them teams. A lot of times, we went out here one time. Dad sent us up here to the oil well supply there on 6th Street to get a boiler, move it out just right this side of the bridge. And well up there on the south side of the road, we had to pull out there and turn up that hillside. And I was driving this team right here then. I was working these horses. I had them in the lead. We only had three teams on that boiler there. But it had a dome in the middle. And I'd never handled one up them in my life.
But you made it up the hill and everything?
Well, I did. We had trouble loading it. We broke every chain we had. jumping them horses into the... You push them back a little bit to get them to the face and push them back and then step back and holler, come here or here. And they just hit anything just like a...
Yeah. But, did you know J. Paul Getty?
He was an oil field man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever encounter Tom Slick or anything?
Well, I remember him, see, when he was here.
Well, one time I was talking to John Bishop, and he said he was over there making money off of Tom Slick and all of them selling them groceries.
Yeah. He had that store there when the mules were out there by him, see.
Oh.
Yeah, John did. Yeah.
Well, I asked him one time about the Depression, how the Depression affected him, and was he poor? And he said, no, I never was poor.
He said, I worked and made money.
He said, I always made money off of somebody else.
Well, I guess he didn't make any off me. He wouldn't loan me any money. But he loaned Mac money.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe I borrowed $8,500 one time to buy Tracy House in Virginia.
Yeah.
He was in with me on a steamer. And he told me he didn't have that kind of money. And anytime he wanted to buy a car, I think he wouldn't tell.
And he had charm, huh?
He'd say, tell, go where and tell Inez to give you so and so.
Yeah.
When did you all move out here?
25 years ago.
25 years. I mean, where did you live in Bristol before you, when you first came?
Oh, I was born right out here at East Bristol.
Yeah, I know.
And I worked in the oil field about all my life, and I never lived in Bristol very much.
So you just lived east of town then?
I lived right over here when our baby, this fall she'll be 60 years old. And she was born about 3 miles east of here on the lease, see. And Hazel in Virginia. You know both of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And they was born just a mile east of Bristol here, out there where we had our team, see.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about the Main Street or any special people or stores down on Main Street? Do you remember when the Conger Opera House burned? Or do you remember an opera house down on Main Street?
is on East 6th Street.
Our livery stable. I've been trying to find the names of some livery stables that were here. Do you remember the names of any livery?
One of them was a Star.
One of them was a Star.
Star.
And where was it, you remember?
It was on 4th Street, right off of, right there, about where the Oklahoma Tar, I mean the Goodyear Tar is now.
Oh, yeah, on West Florida.
And there was one up there, right on 5th Street, right on the corner, where that filling station on 5th and Main.
Yeah.
There's one there. I remember when they had board sidewalks here.
Oh, you do?
Right there where you come off of the board sidewalk, there was two steps from down onto 6th Street. Right? Uh-huh. And all them streets was muddy, you know. And I remember when they used to spray them streets, you know, with a wagon and a team.
Oh, to keep the dust down?
Yeah. We first started going to town, well, we lived in the country on a farm, so uh-huh. We never got to go to town very often. But Dad went to town about every Saturday. So. Yeah. He'd always bring us back. We called him Polka Candy then, so he's big.
Yeah,
the sack of candy. Well, then where did you go to school? Did you go to school?
Did they have any school back then? I graduated out here at the Lovett School.
Shoot.
Is that where you got your brick?
Is that where you got your brick?
No, I mean our brick.
Our brick from the Lovett School?
Did Kane get that out of the Lovett School?
I don't think so. One time, Mr. O.F. Kane, did you know him at Slick? Well,
Slim.
Anyway, he had a bunch of old brick to sell, and so I went over to buy that old brick so I could make a patio back behind my house. And I'd get up before the store opened and go over to Slick and...
She'd use a pickup from the store.
Use the pickup from the store, and it'd be 5:30 or 6 o'clock early in the morning, and I'd be throwing that brick in the bed of the pickup, you know, and it clunk, clunk, and finally some of the people in Slick came and told me not to come early in the morning anymore. I was waking up the town.
When Slick was first started building, there was on a farm out there, and I had traded a horse and saddle for a pair of old mules and a steel wheel wagon, see. And I had we had a dump bed on them wagons, see. And you didn't raise it up like you do these trucks. It was built out of 2x4s, and you sharpen each end, see. So you get a hold of them.
Oh.
And you put the end gate in. When you get the location, you just pull the end gate up out of each end and start pulling that 2x4 out of one side, and you could, the gravel would just run
off. Just run right on.
And I went down there. My uncle was down there. He had a contract moving blocks out of them coal cars and hauling to build them houses down there. And I went down there and worked 2 or 3 days when I was just a kid with him, you know, hauling brick and stuff and built that. And you know where, was you out there at the rest home when May was in there? She was in the room there with an old lady that her husband was raised. They worked at Slick and had a whole bunch of big old boys. What was her name? He died there several years before she did. See. Sam Gaskett.
Gaskett.
You know where they live there?
Yes.
My home. Right and stuff there, the last building, and one right west of it, or east of it.
Do you remember a brick factory being in Bristow? Do you remember any brick factory ever being in Bristow? You remember a glass plant? You remember the glass plant? Where was it exactly? Do you remember?
I thought it was over there pretty close to where that coke on East 5th.
Oh, where that dumper
used to be. Yeah, I think it was.
Or in that area.
I think that's where it was.
Okay, and another thing. Do you remember where all the cotton gins were exactly?
Oh, yeah. Most of them.
Okay. Tell me where you think they were.
Well, there's, over there where on 8th Street, North 8th Street, there was one there.
Where John Bishop's was.
Okay. That was the scale house, where his office was.
Yeah.
Was where Wade cut. And there was one down there by the railroad, right north of the Iceway.
Where Roots kind of have their...
About 3rd Street, yeah.
Between
4th and 5th?
Between 3rd and 4th.
Between 3rd, oh yeah.
And then there's one, there was two right across there from, on South Main there, and on 2nd Street, you know.
Where the old peanut plant is now?
Yeah, where the peanut plant.
Oh, well, there was a...
There's a cotton gin. There were 7 here at one time.
Oh.
There's Epps, Jones. Jones had one, and Abraham.
Ryerson had one then?
Or Bishop, or...
I don't think Bishop had it.
Maybe the only one they had down there by Newby.
Yeah, they had that in that Newby.
Yeah.
And I've hauled cotton up there, and I've seen a lot of them. Let me go out there and get that other picture. You might be able
to. Calendars that Eddie Strong used to do, two or three years ago. Now, I don't know that he did the calendars. I believe Shamus's did the calendars, and he saved them. I remember reading one time where Shamus's were collecting pictures, or people would bring pictures in, and then they'd make them into calendars, you know. And this is
if you want to take that and put it up there.
All right, I'll take this. This is September the 10th, 1916, of the cotton.
Well, see, we still live down there with Slick. We raised cotton and corn. Dad hauled some corn.
See, there's stolen hardware.
Yeah.
He hauled. Who's them drugstores there, can you?
Let's see if I can. Hume's drugstore. One what? That was there. Hume's drugstore or a Duncan?
I wouldn't see.
How about Cahill?
Well, Cahill had been up here in this middle block, middle of this block.
I don't know when Cahill came, but he was one of our town characters, wasn't he?
We can put this on our magnifying glass maybe see a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll take it and see. Well, is there anything that you remember particularly in your life as you were growing up or anything about coming to Bristow for any celebrations? Like, I read in the paper where they had big celebrations in the park and had big picnics.
At where?
Out in the park.
Do you know where it was?
No, where was it?
It was right north of 12th Street.
That's where Standpipe Hill.
Where that Standpipe is.
Oh.
That was a park then.
Let's see. The picture there of my mother and dad, of course, she didn't have that then. The one you got right on top.
This one?
Let me see that. I remember, of course, I couldn't then see. I went after, long after this. Well, that is before 17 now. She died in 17. So.
Yeah.
I remember going to picnic, 4th of July picnic, right there by the standpipe. And some kid, Dad said, had one of them cap pistols.
Uh-huh.
They were around there cutting up and this and that. And he just said, let me have your pistol. He wanted to shoot his wife. And he put it up in her face and powder burned her face. She died with that. Yeah, he powdered
it. Right.
He did it. That cap was an extra... A larger one or something wanted to come through there.
Oh, my
and
word.
Just powder by her face.
Oh, my out. Word. But what did you do at the picnics?
What did we do?
Yeah.
Well, you drank lemonade. And
did you take your own lunch and everything?
Yeah.
And put your food all out together? Or
well,
did you eat
I don't
it?
Know whether we put it all together or just eat it. I imagine they did, see.
And you had ball games or what did you do?
Just pitch horseshoes and stuff like that. And this kid just run and played it all. All we know to do.
Did you
well, you was wondering about a drugstore a while ago. Here's what he was wondering about one. That'd be an S&M drugstore, I bet.
Okay.
And, is that S&M, was that Smith? There used to be a
Smith's drugstore on the corner.
Yeah.
Well, let me go back to the...
Beware.
Well, let me go back to the picnic stuff a minute. Were there any tables there or anything, or was just a field?
No. You just had to... Put her on the ground or bring you on.
What about chiggers and ticks and stuff like that?
Oh, they didn't. I don't never remember them bothering anything like they do now. So.
They're new modern stuff, I guess.
We had them at home. See, we could left them at home. We were taking them with us. Yeah.
Well, now let me ask you, Mrs. Harjo, you know Winnie Harjo. Yeah. But she told me there used to be...
Winnie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, Winnie.
Is it Winnie? I always called her Winnie.
Winnie.
Huh? No, it's Winnie.
She calls it Winnie.
I don't know. Yeah, is she still living?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 90 something.
I know her town.
Huh?
She's
out there. Yeah. Yeah, I know where she lives.
Yeah, well, she was telling me there used to be lots of trees and everything. Do you remember trees, man?
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of trees out there. And all up down in there and big rocks and this and that.
Did you play in the creek sometimes down there?
Well, the creek was half a mile east of town here, see where you were in.
The same creek.
Yeah, I can remember when as a small, my uncle and aunt, by the name of Charlie Brown, and Dad's sister, lived up here pretty close to the corner of Oak and First up there, you know?
First Mill.
Yeah, and I was raised in town. We was raised in the country. I never lived in town when I was growing up. And we'd go down there, come in here, and a whole bunch of them and my old, these other city boys would take us down out of that creek, and we'd climb up them long willow trees, bend them over, and load them down, and they'd keep, I know they'd keep edging us little fellas to get up on the head, see. And then they'd up, the old big boys would jump off. Not treating way over here, see. And the water was way over there.
Oh, man.
I've been told it's further into that building out there.
It's a wonder you lived to tell the tale.
Fly over there.
Yeah, it was funny. It was rough, see. Mom get after us and she'd get after us. Tell Aunt Pat that their boy was ordering to treat us up there.
What kind of relationship did y'all have? Did you have any Indian neighbors or anything like that?
Yeah, we had the old Uncle Jesse Allen out there when we was growing up down there by Slickwell. They had he had cattle all over this country, the white-faced cattle.
Uh-huh.
And he would, and owned a lot of land, he would put them cattle in them stalk field and eat them out, you know, after they gathered the crop. And if they got into anybody else's crop, well, back in the days, it was a customary, you'd charge someone $1 a head for anything that you caught up, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember the place Dad owned up there north of the 8 mile corner, 1 mile on top of that hill. He bought that in 1910, and he had a couple of sharecroppers up there, see. And we lived down there by where Lucy Johnson lived.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's where my youngest brother was born there.
Oh.
He had a field right close to them up there, and they got into them old, that old people's field and just eat the food out of that cotton and corn. And they put him in a lot, and he went up there and kicked the gate down and drove him out. Had Winchester shotguns. And my dad bought a Johnny Fair. Fair, I guess. It was two of them boys that used to work for that. Married one of them. Married Lucy's sister.
Uh-huh.
Ella, did you ever know that?
I've heard Miss Johnson speak of Ella.
And Dad bought a load of corn off them about 1910, see. Uh-huh. And them in, the, her brothers and them, that is Joe's half-brothers, uh-huh, see. They proceeded to come get that corn, see. Dad used to go on these, let's say, hunting these bank robbers and horse thieves and stuff.
Yeah.
And when they'd call him, well, he'd always go, so. And we lived up there in the holler between here and the White Schoolhouse on the, see, the old road used to come from Spalpa down there. It didn't follow the section line there like it is now.
Uh-huh.
It cut across. It crossed out here, I can remember where it crossed 66 out there and come in. We used to come into town from out east of town, back northeast, down there, and what we call Nigger Town, across down over the railroad bridge.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
We come in down across there. So that's where the old trail went. So.
What trail was that? What was it called?
OTIA.
Oklahoma Territory Trail.
And they come over there to get them, get that corn one night. We did have some hard hands. We had an old long log house there. And they built Dad and Mother lumber house down in valley like this. It was all good about far from my garage to the street out here down on the hill. And I remember my mother went to the door with a shotgun and told him she'd shoot the first thing and test that wagon. He pulled it in that wagon shed there at the barn and hadn't unloaded. See. And he went on this posse and they was going to take that wagon and all.
She was a pretty brave soul then, wasn't she?
Yeah. That 8 mile corner one you were talking about, that'd be charted over.
Yeah.
And you know what, we lived down there slick. He put his cattle in there where on Lucy's place. He'd stalk people out one day and hunt it. They'd always bunch him of the nights. We would, even when we had cattle in. We'd bunch him, you know, overnight and try to bed him down before we leave him. And he had a, we called them niggers then, so he had a nigger.
Were they slaves?
No.
Well, there wasn't no, I don't remember any slaves around
they
here.
They were freed people.
Yeah,
they were freedmen.
Yeah, they was, and, but Dad, we had the old crank phone, and he went in and rang up. He called him Uncle Jesse. Uh-huh. And he said, Uncle Jesse said, I heard him talk to him. I remember it as well as yesterday. He said, that damn nigger of yours bunched in cattle up but my field down there. And said, and the sand had washed down off that hillside we live on. And that fence wasn't much over that high. Then. Uh-huh. And that's the only year that I ever remember his farm. So he farmed here in 20. The last time he farmed down here around in Oklahoma. But he said, I've got corn and cotton in that field. And he said the old man hung up on him, see. And said, I got a man looking after them cattle. And next morning there was 101 of them in our field.
Oh!
Yeah, right.
And Emmett, my old brother, and Hardan, and Dad put them in the
pens.
Big hole.